Blog Talk Radio.
T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire.
Hello, and welcome to the premiere episode of the Smart and Easy Social Radio Show. I'm your host, Yulia Yaganova from ZenfulMarketing.com, and this is the show where we talk about organic and paid social media strategies that will get you visible online and help you build a fun and profitable business. And today, of course, I have an awesome guest for you for our premiere episode, and I'll tell you all about Theodora in just a minute. And before we jump in, I would like to take a minute to invite you to my free workshop, which will help you plan the content for the next 30 days in just 1 hour. You can plan, we are talking today about video content and creating videos, and you can plan your video content that way using my technique that I will share with you in the workshop. And it's just pretty much a very efficient framework for creating social media content, so you don't have to spend all day on social media, because I know you have more important tasks. So you can sign up for free at zenfulmarketing.com/workshop, and hopefully it will be helpful, and I would love to see you there live. And now let me tell you a little bit about Theodora and what we are talking today and what we're talking about today. So obviously, video marketing is this huge trend online, and I strongly, strongly recommend anyone who hasn't gotten on that bandwagon yet to get on it ASAP, because video is such a powerful way to connect with your audience. And the reason I brought Theodora on today is because she's a video expert, and she will tell you all about how to create that instant chemistry. So Theodora, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to be this video coach?
Hello, Yulia. Hello to all your listeners, and happy beginnings, first of all. I'm so happy to be at your first episode, your world premiere of your radio show. Thank you so much for inviting me, and I hope that it goes for many, many years, and you get billions of listeners.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
It's lovely being here. I mean, we know each other for a while now, and I really appreciate your work, what you do at Zenful Marketing. And I was really happy when you told me that you're starting this new career, you know, this new path. And I'm wishing you the best of luck. I think that you will enjoy it, and I think that your listeners are going to enjoy listening to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So to start talking about video, I'm the creator and founder of the Los Angeles Method, which is a dynamic combination of acting and personal development techniques. And this was created because I come from show business. I've been an actress and a director and a producer for more than 20 years now. And the technique that I've been using to direct my actors is what eventually grew into the Los Angeles Method. It was very organically born. And the same way with the Show Up Brand Up program, which is our video creation training. We help people go from camera shy to camera confident. We help them not only for their work in front of the camera, but we also support them on how to create the video from A to Z, from alpha to omega. So we talk about gear, we talk about acting techniques, about mindset, which is so important. And then we also talk about editing. And then we send them over to you so they can send it to the social world and share it on social media.
And just to jump in, if any of you guys are following Theodora on social media, I believe she's under Vutsa on some platforms and the Los Angeles Method on others, and you will see her videos. It's instantly attracting, instantly magnetizing and captivating. And that's why I brought her on, because when I live stream, many people will ask me, how do you even get over the fear of being on camera? And that's why I said, okay, I need to bring a person who's an expert in this.
Exactly. I mean, we've trained actors to stand in front of the camera. We've done, I say we, because we are a team at the Los Angeles Method. We also have a company called the International Theater in English, where we produce professional theater and film productions. We're based in Amsterdam now. We used to be in Rome, before that in Paris, before that in New York, before that in Athens.
All over the world.
We've been traveling a lot. And now I'm based in Amsterdam. I have a foundation here, and we do in Amsterdam theatrical productions and film. And then online, we have the Los Angeles Method and the Show Up Brand Up program. So we're taking all the secrets, the acting secrets that we teach our actors so they can have successful careers. And we're using those acting secrets now to empower entrepreneurs and business owners to use video, because like you said at the beginning, you're absolutely right. Video is the king right now. And if you have some time, I'd love to share some numbers with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not going away. It's the king right now and it's not going away. So by all means, share with us some stats that you have.
Exactly. So last year, promo videos alone have shown to increase conversion rates in sales by 73%. That is a huge number, 73%. Exactly.
That's insane. That's a big jump.
Exactly. I mean, I meet all these entrepreneurs, you know, who put their soul into their business, and they try to find the right copy to write for their site and the right image to put for their Facebook ads. The only thing you need is to stand in front of a camera and allow your audience to experience your energy, experience that fire, that love that you have for your business. Some other numbers to share with you is that, you know how mobile is growing day by day now? So from 2012 to 2016, mobile video views have increased by 400%. It's a great number, 400%.
Yes, and absolutely. It's multiplied.
Exactly. And they say that smartphone users are twice as likely than TV viewers and 1.4 times more likely as desktop viewers to feel a sense of personal connection to brands that show video content. So mobile users are more likely to buy. They're more likely to complete that sale due to the video that they watch on their smartphone. The numbers
How
are great.
Cool.
Exactly. Now, there is a case study. I mean, people can Google, you know, if they're interested to finding out more. Dropbox, the company, put a video on their sales page 6 years ago, and then it increased sales by 33%. And it has been, that number has been growing every year. And the thing is,
yeah,
it's not only, video is not only good because it connects you with your audience, you authentically connect with your ideal clients. Google loves you too. Once you
exactly. There's some CEO juice behind it, right?
Exactly. The moment you put a video on your landing page, on your sales page, on your about page, the visitor is more likely to stay there longer. So depending on, you know, it takes, they calculate the time visitors spend on your site. So the more time people stay on your site, the higher you rank. So it is a plus from any point of view that you look at it.
Absolutely. So I hope if anybody hears these numbers now and you are still not doing video, you have to stay on and you have to start making videos.
You do. Yeah, actually, yes. There are some numbers about email campaigns. I mean, if people are ready to start an email campaign, or they would like to do a course via email, they tell us that the increase in click-through rate, if you put the video in your email, is 96%. That is a great way to stand out from competition.
And
get your Yeah, I mean, 96%, you know, it's and that is translated into money. That is translated into capital that can go into your business and help you grow bigger and offer more to your audience and clients.
Absolutely. I love how you found the steps for all these different parts of online marketing, because obviously it's not just social media, but like you said, it's also email marketing and what you put on your sales page and your landing page. So it's
exactly.
I haven't even realized.
Well, for social media, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I haven't realized how big of an impact video can have. Sorry, we keep jumping over.
They do. And video is more shareable. I mean, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but on the research that we made, during the research we made, we found some amazing numbers about how more easily it is for a user to share a video rather than a post or, you know, an image. Video creates emotion faster than written word or images do, and it's the emotion that drives us to take action.
Absolutely, absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I think we talked about that on Periscope yesterday, that you were saying that people think we are logical beings, right? That we rationalize and we are so logical and we really weigh everything before we make the purchase, but it's really not. It's really the opposite.
Exactly. Exactly. It's our emotions are our compass. We have thoughts that create emotions that take us into an automated action, and that action brings a certain result. So everything is the glasses that you put on to see life and make your decisions are that of emotions, of feelings.
Right. I love your approach. I love how you're yes, I love how your background in acting and self-development adds to these video marketing strategies. So,
exactly.
So if this is also great, and I realize that not many people are probably aware of these numbers and of how effective video is, but I'm sure people see around that every social media network is turning to video, live video, Instagram, Periscope, Facebook Live, every single platform has a video venue now, and that video content is featured more prominently on many platforms, for example, on Facebook, right? So while people see all that and they realize that, okay, this is probably the trend, why not many people do video still?
It is a matter of mindset, I think. And from what I have found in our students so far, it's just a belief. It's a limiting belief, actually, that people have that I'm not beautiful enough, I'm not talented enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not bright enough. What am I going to say on a live stream? Which is absolutely understandable. I mean, not everybody was born, you know, for the camera. Otherwise, everybody would have been an actor. Everybody would be in Hollywood, you know, playing in movies. But everybody has the ability to connect with the other person. And this is what we teach at the Show Up Brand Up program. We teach you that you don't have to, first of all, your mindset can change. It's just a thought, and thoughts are your responsibility, right? You can turn them into whatever it is that you want. And then we have little tricks and secrets to help you overcome that sense of not being enough, to help you overcome that shyness, that lack of confidence, and put forward the better good for your company, for your family, or for whatever reason it is that you want to grow your business. Because the training that we do at Show Up Brand Up is for entrepreneurs and business owners. We are talking to people who are determined to grow their business, who are determined to share their message with the world, because they want to change the world. They want to make it a better place. Let's not talk about what is happening in the world regarding politics and climate changes and all that. It will be a long discussion. But due to the fact that the world is changing, we need people who love themselves and love others, who have a message to spread. And my mission, at least right now, is to help these people spread their message and make the world a better place. This is how I give back in making a change.
I love that. I love that. And absolutely, that will support people in getting their message out, yes, and changing the world. Exactly. Absolutely love it.
And, I mean, you know what? If you put it in that perspective, that my business has a big impact, you're not doing it just for the dollars, it's easier than to overcome your fears. When you understand why you're doing something on a level of emotion, then most obstacles are taken away. They are being deleted. And this is what we do in the first part of the program. We do personal development and we do NLP and we do mindfulness to explain to people that the most important thing is to understand your why. And this is also what we use in acting. When we work on a role, when we work on a character, the first thing that you need to do when you take a script, when you read a play, is understand what is your character's objective. Why is your character doing what it is that they're doing throughout the play?
Okay. Yeah, that's a very, very...
I took you in many places. I think you're still thinking about
that's
the information.
Approach. And I agree with you that you have to have a why, and that will help you show up online. And that's the same thing I always tell people to get consistent on social media and really grow your tribe, right? You have to show up consistently. And you do that by having a why and saying, you know, I'm not going to skip a day today and not do a live video or not do a post, because there are people out there who need my message. And when you have
exactly.
that bigger purpose, it's a lot easier to show up.
And I mean, for an example, we don't have to, you know, look far. I mean, I know your work. We've been friends for a while now. And I know how hard you work for your programs. How many hours are you spending now not sleeping to getting ready for your weekend class, right? I mean, why would you do it if you did not have that sense of, I want to offer. I want to give the world my expertise. I want to help them grow and become better. And we see you working so hard because you know your why.
Thank you. Yes. And it just makes my day when I see people light up, because they're like, oh, now I have this marketing strategy and it's going to help me. So yes, that's why we do it here also with the Smart and Easy Social.
Exactly.
So tell our listeners, how would you start to get over the fear of being on camera?
They'll have to take the Show Up Brenda program for that, but I can give you some pointers. I mean, it's your world premiere today, and we are going to be extra generous with your listeners. So the first thing that you need to do to give you kind of like 1, 2, 3 is to... think of the person. So first of all, you need to know what it is that you want to talk about. You don't have to have a specific script, so you don't have to write everything word by word, but you need to know what is your beginning, what is your middle, and where do you want to end up? What is your call to action at the end, especially if you are live streaming or creating videos for your business? You need to finish with a call to action. You need to tell people what it is that you want them to do. And it doesn't have to be a sale all the time. You know, it could be like, think about that, or meditate, or an advice that you give them. There needs to be a call to action at the end of every video that you make. Then once you know what you're going to talk about, once you know what the message is, then you can turn on the camera, right? I mean, also you need to prepare yourself. I mean, don't go on camera in your pajamas. Don't go on camera with, you know, without having brushed your teeth. I mean, I'm talking about simple things, but sometimes people don't think about that. When you go on camera, even if you are by yourself in your room, it's like you're entering the space of somebody else. It's like you're entering the dining room of this lady and the office of this gentleman and my living room. If I see you from my mobile phone, you need to be presentable. You need to respect the person who's watching. You know what I mean?
Yes, and I think that will also help people get over the fear that they will look stupid or that they will look ugly, right? Which are totally unreasonable fears. We're all beautiful.
Exactly.
but doing a little bit of prep will help you.
I'm not talking about having, you know, like Hollywood makeup. I'm talking about taking care of being you, but being clean and proper, let's say. Then the next thing that you need to think about is do not think of the hundreds of people that are watching. Do not think of the people who are going, the replay viewers, let's say, who are going to watch it later. Think of one person who will help you create the emotions that you want to transmit to your audience. So if you are talking about something that is loving and kind and you're offering your advice about, let's say, you know, how you can find your soulmate, how you can fall in love and how you can create the perfect relationship. Imagine which person in your life, in your environment, creates those emotions to you. And then imagine that they're sitting across from the camera and you're talking to them. So don't talk to many people at once. Talk to one person. And then everybody watching you will feel that you're talking to them.
Right. So this is a
personal.
Really interesting approach because typically you would hear, try to talk to your ideal customer. But I really like this approach because it like you say, it will bring up that warm feeling in your eyes. Instead
exactly.
of you just freaking out and panicking about thousands of people potentially seeing you.
Exactly. There are certain characteristics that you need to have to be a successful actor. This is what we teach in our acting class at the Los Angeles Method. And some of these characteristics are warmth, generosity, enthusiasm, presence, and charisma. And these are characteristics that you can develop. It's not that, oh, she was born with warmth or she was born with generosity or with presence and I cannot have it. These are characteristics that you can develop if you want to.
I feel like we could all benefit from some of it because you are online and you're trying to promote your business and you don't really show your personality or you're suppressing it too much. It's very hard to stand out.
Well, this is a very interesting point, and I'm so happy that you brought it up. The peculiar thing is that the more personal you become, the more vulnerable you become, the more you stand out. Because the moment people realize how the same we are, the more attention they give you. Actors, I mean, when you go to the movies, why do you think, or to a theater play, why do you think there are like five people on stage and then 300 are sitting in the darkness? Because it takes a lot of courage to stand in the light. It takes a lot of soul and generosity and vulnerability and strength to say, I'm going to stand in the light and I'm going to show you what it feels to feel, to have certain emotions. Now I'm talking about actors, but it's the same thing about entrepreneurs and it's the same thing about business owners. If you think of the best entrepreneurs that ever existed, if you think about Henry Ford, if you think about Thomas Edison, if you think about Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, who else can we mention? Gary Vee, they all were not afraid of being vulnerable and of revealing themselves.
Right. And actually, many people feel the opposite. They think that, oh, if I reveal this about myself, that I made a mistake in the past, or if I reveal this little personality quirk that I have, people will think me weird. They will not want to connect with me, but it's the complete opposite. And I just love how you talk about it, that it takes courage and it takes immense bravery to stand in the light, stand in your power and share with the world what kind of person you are.
Exactly. And I want to make a small note here that when I use the word courage, I don't mean strength. I don't mean power. I'm using courage from the Latin definition of cur, which is heart. So if you remember, have you seen The Wizard of Oz? Do you remember the...
I haven't seen the movie. I've read the book.
you have to see the movie. Well, if you've read the book, then you know about the characters. And for any of the people who are listening to you right now, The Wizard of Oz, if you haven't seen that movie, it's a great recommendation for the weekend. Find some good company. Take your kids with you. It's one of the best movies ever. And it's one of the best movies that give one of the most beautiful messages. So there is the lion, and the lion doesn't have a heart. He's looking for courage. He's looking for, you know, to be able to roar.
Cowardly lion.
Exactly. You need heart. For you to be able to roar, for you to be able to use your voice, you need to have heart. Not a mouth, but heart. So the moment people realize that, when they are able to show their heart, show what they have inside of them, because we should be honest and accept that everybody's special, right? Everybody came to this world to offer a gift. Everybody has a gift within them. And you see little children, they don't worry about the clothes they're wearing, how their hair is, you know, if they're wearing the right bag or not. They just go to the playground and they want to play. They don't care if they have the best toy or if they have, you know, just water and sand. And slowly, slowly, as we grow up, we lose that kind of enthusiasm and then that kind of passion, curiosity, actually. Curiosity. I think curiosity is better than passion. Everybody's talking about passion, you know, you need to find your passion. But being passionate 24 hours, 7 days a week can be kind of tiring. I think if you are curious, if you're curious of what other people think, if you're curious about what other people are feeling, if you're curious how you could grow your business, how you can change the world, you will be creative every day.
Absolutely, absolutely. So
I think we've opened the discussion for a video creation. But I think it's useful, don't you?
Absolutely. I feel like it's such a great foundation for what we'll talk about next, because like you said, the mindset piece is probably most important, because once you have made up your mind to show up on video and got over that mental hurdle, you will find the tools. You will write that script. You will channel your heart and you'll find what to talk about.
Exactly. And you are absolutely right. You will find it because they will show up. We see, we notice what we focus on, what we want to see. This is what we do. We see what we want to see. So the moment you start thinking about what is my message, how can I make a change, how can I overcome myself and offer, then all these answers are going to show up.
Great point. Absolutely agree. Yes. So how to get to the questions that I promised to cover in today's episode. No. But that's, like I said, it's perfect that we talked about this foundation, because it's the perfect start, and it starts with your heart and your mind. So, but after that, when you are ready to show up on camera, so how do you create that presence when you go live or when you are ready to create YouTube videos or something like that?
Well, again, this is something that we have to do at the program. It's not something that I can tell you, oh, do this and then you go. But for people who want to go get up tomorrow morning and do and create a video, so number one is focus. Who are you talking to? You need to have certain questions answered. So number one question is, who am I? Create your character, create your role. So are you the dude that everybody wants to hang out with? Are you the nice, clean lady who has two children and is also an entrepreneur? Are you the professor guy? Are you the funny guy? You know, find an archetype and then create your character around that. So answer the question, who am I? Then you need
like
to answer
that.
The question, thank you. Then you need to answer the question, why? Like we said before, why am I doing this? Why do I need to create this video? What is the purpose? And what is it that I want to say? What do I want to say, and why do I want to say it? And then a fourth question that you need to answer is, where am I? We act differently when we are at embassy gala, whoever of us has been in one of those, and we act differently when we are with our partner. We act differently when we're at the supermarket and somebody's cutting in front of us in line. You know, we have different...
We do.
Exactly. We have different aspects of ourselves. We say, I am shy. But that's only one part of you. Because if you have a child and you're walking down the street and somebody pushes your child around, you're not going to be shy. You're not going to think, I shouldn't talk to this man. You will stand up and you will become a lion and you will F that man. You know what I mean? So you
I
need
love
to decide
that.
what aspect of yourself do you want to present? And then you build on that. Then you use acting techniques to create the role, and that brings you presence, and that brings you enthusiasm and charisma and everything that we've talked about.
Yeah, so it's almost like bringing out an alter ego.
Yes, if you want to put it that way, if people understand it that way. Yes, going within you and choosing that part of you that helps you spread the specific message in the best way possible. So you first need to know who you are. You need to know what your values are. You need to know what your beliefs are. And then once you know who you are, you can take out any part that you want to use it for the specific purpose. You know what, Yulia, acting, some people think that acting is about putting on a mask, or that acting is about pretending and lying, when in fact acting is about living truthfully under imaginary circumstances. Actors need to understand who they are and use themselves in the part. If I have a part, if I have a role of a sensual woman, of a femme fatale, you know, in those film noirs, and in my personal life, I am shy, or I don't want people, you know, to touch me or look at me, then I would be lying on stage. I need to find the sensuality within me, within Theodora, and use that sensuality to express it, the role. And this is the work that we do. We talk with our participants and we see, what is it that you want to convey? Who are you? What is your brand? What is your brand's identity? What is your visual identity? And based on that, we create a character. But based on the person's truth, not a mask.
Yes, I love that. And obviously, it's really... authenticity is another very big trend online. And pretty much... it's very hard not to be authentic online anymore, because people pick up on those moments when you are not being authentic and you are saying something that you don't really feel, or sharing something that you don't really follow, and trying to teach others to do that while you don't even do it yourself. So people
pick up
on that. So I love how you share that you have to find it within yourself and kind of broadcast it.
Yeah, you need to walk the talk. I mean, you cannot say one thing and then do another when the doors are closed. You need to be consistent. You need to talk from your truth.
So all of this character development and developing the presence and overcoming the fear, all of that is included in your soon-to-be-released program.
Yes, the Show Up Brand Up.
So people can go and find it at theodoravutsa.com, Show Up, Brand Up.
Yes, they can go. We have a link created, bit.ly/ Show Up Workshop. And they can get all the information there, bit.ly/ Show Up Workshop. We are having a webinar next week on January 30th. And then we are going to create a challenge, a 4+1 days challenge in a couple of weeks. And the program launches March 7th.
Very cool. Very exciting. I'm really excited about the challenge. Maybe tell us more about it. What will people do there and kind of have created as the result of it?
So the challenge is my way of giving back, because we've had a lot of interest for our program, and I'm very grateful that people acknowledge my work. So I've created the 4+1 day challenge, where I'm going to help people create a video for their brand, whether it is an about or their brand's video. So in these 4 days, after the 4 days, actually, they will have a video that will be able to increase their sales and grow their business. They will know the basic techniques on how to get on camera. And they will also have the basic information on how to put a video together. What is the transitions that they should use depending on the message that they want to convey, the music, how to upload it on Facebook, how to add captions. You know, we're going to cover some technical things, but we're also going to help people in 4 days create a video that they'll be able to use on their site or social media.
Very cool, because so many people, they don't even know where to start. They're thinking that there are so many moving pieces. There is the technology. There is how do I get over the fear of being on camera? How do I edit it?
They're right. There are many aspects. I mean, if you think about it, there are separate categories at the Oscars for what we are teaching now, right? There's a category for editing, for cinematography. We're going to help people how to light their videos, acting Oscar. But what we're doing is we did the work for them. So we went around and we found all the secrets in the acting community. And, you know, the technical secrets, we put them all together in a program, and we're here to help them create the best possible videos so they can spread their message, so they can grow their business and make the world a better place.
Yeah. So is winning an Oscar also a part of the program?
Oh, Yulia, yes, that will be awesome. Actually, an Oscar for directing, because my main area now is in directing. I used to be an actress. I mean, I had my own TV series and I did films. I've worked with Baldwin and Rutherford and Nelson. Yeah, I've done my career as an actress. Now I am fascinated by the directing aspect. The last 8 years I've been directing plays. I mean, I've done it in New York when I was younger, but that was more in, you know, like a team. But yeah, an Oscar for directing would be very welcome.
So just to recap for the viewers, if you will go to theodoravutsa.com/showupbrandup, there you'll find
exactly.
Information about the workshop and about the program, and you can see you can join Theodora's workshop and really see her in action and see how well she's teaching this. And I'm sure you're already starting to realize this from the video, and it's also from the episode, sorry. So, and the link is also in the episode notes, so you can click
Excellent.
There.
They're covered from wherever.
Yeah. And let me just repeat the call-in number for anybody listening who would like to call in and ask Theodora a question. It's +1 646 716 7979. Again, 646 716 7979. And you can call in and ask Theodora a video creation question or anything about overcoming that mental hurdle of getting on camera. So the next point is, how do you set up that home studio that probably most entrepreneurs don't have a designated studio with professional lights? But how do you set up a little mini home studio for yourself for your videos?
Well, we have three different budgets. So because of my acting career, we've done, well, you know, artists, they in New York, especially where I studied, they ask you, every waitress is an actress, right? Same in Los Angeles. The money is limited, and film is a very expensive hobby. So I've been part of film productions where we really had to be very creative in, you know, when it comes to technology and technical things. So I can help people create a studio in their home with their kitchen table and some foil from their kitchen cupboards. Or I can tell them, you know, what are the latest machines, I don't know, you know, like equipment actually that they can get. So it varies. Which one would you like to talk about?
Let's cover something like total beginner budget.
Total beginner. So
start with video and they don't even know if they'll be good at it. They just want to have some basic tools.
Okay, then they don't have to buy anything. If they're just beginning, the only thing that they need is their smartphone. And especially if it's like one of the latest ones. I mean, now you have 4K on a smartphone, which is awesome. Sometimes they take better pictures than cameras. So the only thing you need is your camera, your smartphone, and your creativity. And you can create some amazing videos that most people would not understand that you did it just with an iPhone. So a basic thing that you need to know is that you need to have three sources of light. One coming at you, one from the side, and one in the back. So in film, we call them the key light, the hair light, and the fill light. So if you don't have three lights, three professional lights that you can use, then just go find like a sunny day or, you know, a lamp and stand in front of it. So let's say that you have a window. Make sure that the light is hitting you, that you don't have the light in your back, you know, hitting your camera, because then you'll be dark, you'll be a shadow. So find a light that really allows your eyes to be visible, because this is how we connect. Imagine going out for a coffee or having a conversation with somebody. You look them in the eyes. So the eyes should be the center of your frame. Make sure that, you know, you framed your face in you're looking at the lens, you are in the center of your frame, your eyes are visible, and make sure that you speak loud and clear from your diaphragm, because voice is also very important. Some people talk from the neck up, so if I would talk from the neck up, it would be, my voice would be like that. But the best way to talk is from your diaphragm, because then the breath goes through all your chakras, which chakras are our energy centers, and they're infused with emotion, and people connect with you in a better way. Now, if you don't have a microphone, you can use your headphones, which are also a mic. Or if you don't even have that, make sure that you are in a quiet place and that you're, the way you are holding the phone does not block the built-in mic. But basically, that's all you need. You need to be creative. You need to be honest and truthful. Look into the lens. Don't look into the monitor. Don't look into the screen. Look into the lens and connect with the person who is on the other side.
That's a very good point, because sometimes I'll do a short video for Instagram or something like that, and then I'll realize that I was looking the entire time at the center of the phone instead of the lens. Very annoying.
Yeah, it's like we're going out for coffee and we're talking, and instead of looking at each other, you're looking at your phone, you know. The lens is the eyes of your viewer, of your listener, so you need to look into their eyes.
Right, and I don't remember where I heard you mention, but you said that it gives a very bad impression if the camera is below your eye level.
Okay, this is about camera angles, especially for the ladies to be, you know, to allow the camera to be more flattering. Eye level or a little higher is the best angle. Don't put it below eye level, because then we can see up your nose, we can see up your chin. It's not very flattering, you know. Plus, in the subconscious level, it looks like you're looking down on us. It's better if you look up, you know, if it, we are on the same level or a little higher.
I'm loving
camera angle.
Because I think people, when people try the video and they do it with the poor lighting, they don't know where to position the camera. And then, yes, if they position the camera at a bad angle, they're thinking, oh, God, I look awful. I'm never doing this again. So hopefully this is really helpful to those just starting out with videos. And even I know you, Theodora, you always give us tips on Periscope videos that even with that, as casual as it is, you still want to put some good lighting on, and it's so it's not too harsh. How do you do
exactly.
it? How do you position the light so it's not too harsh?
So first of all, you are absolutely right about you know, the way you perceive yourself and the way you see yourself. If you don't do it right, Show Up, Brand Up is a program that started a couple of years ago in Amsterdam. And we used it for business owners that were physically here. So we would go to their environment, let's say, and we would film them there. And now we are launching it online. So when we actually would film with these people, and we would bring, you know, in the professional lights and the makeup, and we'll put the camera on the right angle, you would see them see the result after the, and they would think that we were magicians, you know, that we put somebody else instead of them.
But that's an exciting transformation. It just gets me so fired up about our episode tonight.
So after that, what was your question? What would you like me to answer?
So we talked about how to set up the studio, about the instant chemistry part, that would be that charisma and knowing
yes,
your character.
Exactly, yeah. They should, to bring it to the simplest level, is who am I, where am I, what am I doing, and why? These are the four basic questions that you need to answer before you go on camera.
Who am I?
Who am I, where am I, what am I doing, and why? So they sound very basic. They have sub-questions, and you need to go, the deeper you go, the more personal your answers, the stronger the connection that you'll have with your audience. Then don't think about technical things. Don't think about, you know, whether I have the right lights. These are just excuses that you're using for not going in front of the camera. I mean, if you read stories about great film directors, I mean, Jaws happened with like $10,000 and, you know, like a plastic shark. And they used editing and music to create all this tension and emotion. Star Wars started with like little foam dolls, you know what I mean? Just be creative. If you know what your message is, if you know that, if you have a strong why, if you have a passion for what you're doing, the answer will show up.
I like that. And I love the point. I love your point about creativity, because lately I see that even though video is still very, very effective for Facebook ads, lately I see that people don't respond as much to the talking head video, right? So
yeah.
Whereas when I see people getting a little more creative and involving some kind of almost like an acting play in it, I think live stream Katya does it very well. And she will, you know, she will do the cuts like she's talking, like it's two people talking, but it's really just her. And she just plays out this entire situation. And I find that really, really fun and engaging. But I have to admit, it's a whole new level and it takes some creativity to get there, right?
It entertainment is always something is always a good a good ingredient to have in your work. Whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is that you're selling, you need to think of the entertainment. You need to think of how you're going to make your audience, your clients, feel good about it. So So it's psychology. If I see something and I smile, then I connect that product with happy, nice feelings. If I have somebody on camera yelling at me and telling me, you need to lose weight, you need to do this, you need, and I'm like, okay, next time I see him, I'm going to have those feelings of anxiety and stress. So
absolutely. Or just the feeling of boredom. If somebody just launches a video and just talks at you, never asks for any feedback and never makes you smile.
Exactly. So this goes back to the question, who am I? Am I the sexy little girl? Am I the funny best friend? Am I the dude who hangs out with his friends in the living room? Who am I? Create a character and serve that character. And that's what we do at the Show Up Brenda program. We help you create that character using the acting techniques that great actors have used so far.
That's really exciting, because I always, with my clients, I do the same, I do sort of the same thing, and I'll tell them, well, what's your personality, right? I probably don't go as deep into the self-development, not nearly as you do, but I will ask them, what's your personality and what you can bring out and share it on social media so people can relate to you better? And what part of your personality are you ready to share? And what kind of funny are you? Because I encourage them to bring out the funny, because we're all funny in a way. And you will always find a tribe who finds you funny and who finds you entertaining and interesting. So it's just a matter of showing that side to people. And you're very right that, you know, some people, you can be, you know, the sexy funny, or you can be the goofy funny, or you can be the almost insulting funny. I've seen people do that online, and it works great as long as people are really getting, you know, touched by that and engaged with that. It all works. You just have to do your own brand of funny or sexy or smart.
This is a very big discussion, because as we say in comedy, I mean, I started as a comedian. My character type as an actress, I was like it's called soubrette. So I was like the perky little housemaid, you know? So, in TV series that I've done, I was always like the funny girl. And my father is a very well-known actor in Greece. He's like a living legend. He's like Charlie Chaplin. He's like the king of comedy. So comedy is something that I have studied really close for many, many years. And there are some traps that you can fall into. If you go for funny, if you want to be funny, it will most likely become ridiculous. There is a very fine line between something being authentically funny and something being pushed, you know, forced.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There is timing in comedy, and the comedy needs even more of your authenticity, even more of your vulnerability. You need to stretch even more for comedy.
That's really interesting. So how do you not fall into that pitfall of being ridiculous instead of being funny?
Well, you are true to yourself. That's why comedians are so weird people, you know what I mean? They stretch themselves so much. They see things from such different point of views than the rest of you, that that's what makes it funny. That's what funny is the thin line between life and tragedy. You see somebody falling down, and you start laughing. If they get up and look at you and they laugh too, you will laugh more. If they get up, you know, and they feel awkward and stuff, you'll feel bad for them. So it has to do, again, with the honesty that you have as a person, and how much what would the right word be? How much you want to give to others. The empathy that you feel, that's the word I'm looking for. Your empathy levels need to be really high to be a good comedian.
Wow, I feel like we've covered so much, but we've really just touched the tip of the iceberg.
So join the Show Up Brenda program.
Absolutely, guys. Totally check out the link in the episode notes, or just type in theodoravutsa.com/showupbrandup and get in the workshop. Check out the program. I'm sure it'll be tremendous help to business owners who want to grow their brand with video, which I strongly recommend. Like I said at the beginning of the show, this trend is not going to end. So,
thank you, Yulia.
They'll come to
the Show Up Brand Up to get their videos done, and then they'll come to Zenful Marketing to spread them out into the world.
Thank you. Yes, I'd be very happy to help you guys with that. And just to spell it out once again, Theodora Vutsa, it's theodoravutsa.com, Show Up Brand Up. All without any dashes or anything.
Or bit.ly/showupworkshop.
Show up workshop. bit.ly/showupworkshop.
Exactly.
Awesome. Any last 2 minute advice on any mistakes to avoid when making videos?
Own your mistakes. Even if you make them, that's how you can become funny. Own them and be yourself. Do not try to imitate anybody else, because we don't want number two. We want number one. And everybody has a voice. Everybody came here with a talent. And they need to believe in themselves and spread that talent to the world. We need them to be honest and authentic and, loving. So this is the general message. Be you. Do whatever you think is right. Create your own path. Don't follow someone else's road. And technically, be creative. Get your smartphone and start experimenting. Practice makes perfect.
I love that we're finishing on this note that you're saying, even if you make mistakes, own them. It's okay. We all do make mistakes. And it's not an excuse to not get on video.
Exactly. It's not an excuse to not grow your business.
Absolutely, because video will support you so much in doing just that. So I really love what we talked about today, and I think it'll be very, very helpful to anyone listening. I love your empowering message, Theodora. It's just so touching.
Seriously,
so touching to me, because it's all about the why, all about your mission, and how you just can't hide your light under the bushel anymore. You need to let it shine and get it out there with videos.
Thank you very much. If I have one minute, I want to talk that whoever your listeners, besides the video creation, besides the Show Up Brand Up program, one thing that I'd like to share with them is the power of the mastermind. If they are by themselves, they need to find a network. They need to find a few people that they can create a group. I've met you. We have worked together before. We support each other. The same with other ladies in our group. And the empowerment that you get from your tribe is something that is very important for everyone's creativity. I mean, nobody made it on their own. Everybody had a team behind them. So if they are by themselves and they don't know where to turn to, they should just hop on any social media platform and just write a post. I'm looking for people to join my mastermind or my group, and everything will grow after that.
Absolutely. And your mastermind can so help you with video creation and with reviewing your ideas. So it's time to wrap it up. Thank you so much for coming on, Theodora. This was awesome.
Happy beginnings, Yulia. Happy beginnings. I wish that this show will last for many, many years to come.
Thank you so much. And I'm so excited for your program to be online now, so more people all around the world brand up and experience this amazing video breakthrough in their business.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, and just the last note, if you guys still want to join the free workshop that I'm hosting on February 1st, that's at zenpublishing.com/workshop. And there we'll brainstorm ideas for your content, and you'll write it out, all content for the whole month in just 1 hour. It'll be very fun and efficient, and you'll create posts that promote your authority. So, like I said, join Theodora's workshop, then hop onto my workshop, and we'll get you taken care of with both video production and video distribution. Thank you
exactly.
So much again, Theodora.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I can't wait to see you guys on the next episode of Smart and Easy Social.
T-minus 10, 9.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Why pay hundreds more in taxes and fees on your wireless bill? Introducing T-Mobile One, now with taxes and fees included. Get four lines for $40 each per month with AutoPay. Switch your family of four to T-Mobile and get a $600 prepaid card. It's kind of like a refund on the taxes and fees you paid to those other guys last year. Don't wait. Visit a T-Mobile store.
Top 3% of data users greater than 28 gigabytes per month may notice reduced speeds. Sales tax and regulatory fees included. Effective with February charges via prepaid MasterCard card. See store for details.